to stand firm, my brothers. My brothers whom I love and I long for. Can you just imagine when Paul would just walk into the church at Philippi? I mean, there would be so much love, celebration, and just gladness. And thanking God, that church would be thanking God all the time for Paul's obedience, you remember, as he heard God's call in that dream, that Macedonian call, come over to Europe. We need Jesus. And he did. And that little church at Philippi begins all because of prayer being made down by the riverside. And just a beautiful love relationship. You know, we've been studying here about standing fast. And today, we're looking at the armor of God. So we're going to be really focused in Ephesians in chapter 6. And just to bring it down where we can just really lay hold of this. And because we just sang here about this, you know, shout to the Lord because he is king. Stayed upon Jehovah all the time. Did anybody have a perfectly smooth, happy, no problems, everything went la-da-da-da, happy, happy all through your life this week? And now, so who was with you through it all? Whether it was something simple, small, but it meant tons to your heart, or something incredibly huge that would swallow you up if it weren't for the Lord. You know, who are you with? You're with the Lord, right? Are you truly staying upon Jehovah? And this is what this is about. Standing fast in his strength. Even when our hearts are broken and our eyes are all watered out, we are perhaps at times just scared to a frazzle. What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my loved one? What's going to be the outcome of this? The anguish in our hearts because of, you know, what's going on in a person's life, it's all spiritual warfare. I believe the church, by and large, has lost the intensity, very much so, and the realization why we're here. And the battle that we are in for the souls of men and for righteousness to prevail in people's lives. As Paul says there in his one epistle to Timothy, he says, choose what is good. Choose what is good. We've got a great word for all of us. Choose what is good. And we pray that for others, but this battle for good, this battle for righteousness, and it's all about consecration of my heart, your heart, unto the King of Kings. It's all about my intimacy with God and knowing that he has a plan and purpose for my life and being made more and more into his image. My heart overflowing with his love. Being found in prayer and in intercessory prayer. It, my relationship deepening and ever deepening with God. And as we do, then our minds open up and increase. And as we see the plight of the human soul, as we see the travesty of the evil kingdom advancing in this world, and we see the battle increasing and increasing, and then as victories are won on the side of righteousness and truth, and the army engaged in this is you, it is I, it is the church, the born again believers pressing on in Christ. And bringing it ever closer, it's the constant battle for your mind. Do you ever find yourself, you're moving along in a good way and everything's happy and everything's right and you're just... Was it on it all this morning? Yes. All right. Oh. So where were we? I lost my mind. The battle for the mind. And all of a sudden you're way over here somewhere. And it's not very nice stuff. It's just constant. Constant. And as we engage in this and your the battle for your children, their souls, their well-being, their precious hearts, their minds, their decisions, their relationships, their future, your grandchildren, and on and on. And pressing on in Christ. And so last week, you know, we looked there, stand fast in your faith in God. If you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, so meaning you're trusting Him for the salvation of your soul, that when you die, anybody die yet? You planning to die? You better be planning to die, because you're going to die. And I'm going to die. One of these days you'll get a word, your pastor, Phil Steele, he's dead. Don't you believe it for a minute, I'll be more alive than I ever was. Yeah, I'm going to miss you. But be prepared. You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared for what's ahead. Planning it. Being ready in your faith in God. So if you're trusting Jesus for the salvation of your soul, that when you die, in that moment, you're lifted out and up you go. Then why are we so slow to trust Him with every other matter in our life? And we blend in, integrate our human wisdom with God's wisdom and our obedience with our disobedience in thought and in action, instead of just by faith, simple trust, resting in the Lord. Wednesday night, we began a study on Moses. So tune in on Wednesday nights. A character study on Moses, and it'll take us a little while. And that's okay. So we what was Moses' secret? Why was he so great? And here he is. I mean, you have his whole life. From Exodus 2 right to Deuteronomy, the last chapter. Nobody else in the Bible is like that. He was called, you know, by God, just the greatest man that ever lived, and a very meek man, the meekest man. And so we're doing a character study on him. So what, and everything that he had done, small things, great things, what was the main fiber of him? Simple faith. And you go down into Hebrews chapter 11, by faith he did this, by faith he did that, by faith he followed here, by faith he went there, by faith. To put your own name in there. In my walking, in my living, in my trusting, in my pressing on by faith. Am I making my decisions by faith? Faith in who? Faith in what? Can only be faith in God. You know, hidden in the hollow of His blessed hand, where no foe can get us. And no liar can stand there. Because He's the Lord. And this whole standing fast and how you stand fast is largely, it's all about your intimacy with God and your humble yieldedness unto Him, your love overflowing to Him, and that's where we are. You're kingdom-minded, you're kingdom-hearted, you're kingdom-lifed, and here we go unto the Lord, living for Him, being ready and prepared to take whatever comes my way. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and also stand fast in Christian liberty. You're born again. Your sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. Stand fast in that. And notice here as he talks about this in Philippians 4:1, stand fast. Stand fast. Stand firm. Lord willing, in the weeks ahead, we'll look there about standing fast in the Spirit, standing fast in the will of God, standing fast in the Word of God, standing fast in the grace of God. Tonight, today. Yeah, we'll be here yet tonight. And we're standing fast in the armor of God, okay? In the armor of God. So Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse number 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Pause. Stand. Be strong in the Lord, standing in the Lord in the strength of his might. He says, be strengthened, dear church, in the Father's might. How strong is our God? In Christian, your life is hidden with Christ in God. And the Holy Spirit's here, so be strengthened in the Father's might. He says, now put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes, the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Now, a lot of our challenges and difficulties are with other people, are they not? The vast majority. Or that's how it kind of comes to us, on a big scale or in a personal way. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. You're children of light, children of the kingdom. And the opposer is not. Okay? We do not wrestle. Your battle isn't with that individual. Your battle, Christian, we must remember, is against powers and principalities. Here it is. For that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against cosmic power over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And above all, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Above all, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert. Keep alert. Soldier, keep alert. Spiritual warfare. The Lord Jesus Christ. So the armor, he says in verse 10, be strengthened in your spirit in the power of Christ's might, which is the Father's might. Now, if you would turn there to Romans 13, if you want to, just listen. I'm just going to read the one verse. Paul talks about the armor of light. That's what this is. The armor of light. And he says, the night, which is the night of evil, is far spent. The day is at hand. The day of where, you know, the consummated triumph of Christ returning for his church. And then when he comes back to destroy and put away and to judge old darkness. The day is at hand. The night is far spent. The whole world is lost in darkness and in sin. The night is far, far spent. And the day of the Lord is at hand, and he says here. And so then let us cast off works of darkness, just like a garment, and put on the armor of light and walk properly. The armor of light, you know, this works of darkness, all the works, all the manifestations of evil. And certainly, you know, we realize this, and there's two kingdoms going on here. The evil that is so present in the world, and sorry, And the battle that goes on continually. And it's like a offensive, defensive kind of thing. This is this armor of light. You're God's child. He doesn't say, he said here to take it up. He didn't say make it up. All you got to do is put it on. So he just gets real close with this. And he says, whatever you're doing in your life, whatever is enough truth in your life, whatever your activities are in your life that are not of the Lord and of his kingdom, and your personal doing, he says, cast it off and take up the armor of light, because we are children of light. We are God's children. We are the light bearers in this world, and be about my Father's business. The armor of light. And these battles come to us so close in our lives and in our families. And pressing on in the spirit of truth. But this is, Lord, he's talking about each one of us, each one of you, as a warrior for the Lord. Just cast off. Didn't Jesus say, and he taught it in the Gospels, he said, you cut off whatever is offending and leading you astray. And pressing on in Jesus. And like, who? What are we talking about here in the rulers of darkness? Well, the chief of all the foes is the old devil himself. He's the master schemer at work against your life. And then just to put on Christ, the Lord. The psalmist says, you, Lord. This is one of my favorite verses. You, Lord, teach my hands for war and my fingers for battle. That's how close it is, isn't it? It's just right here. Fingers, the hands, swinging the sword as old soldiers would, and holding the shield if they did not have an armor bearer. And in the intensity of battle with each other, one of their main targets, if they could, was to get their fingers in the other guy's eyes and just put them out. He's useless. And how many times we are blinded by our own lives and our own attitudes and our own directives and our own engagements. And we're losing the battle, personally. He says, put on that whole armor of God. So what we do, we're wrestling with God in prayer against wickedness in high places, as he talks here, and on and on. Now, he's writing here to the church at Ephesus. You got to understand that the church of Ephesus, the Ephesian Christians, were engaged at one time and were falling back into sorcery, divination. He says, what are you doing? It's the battle for the mind continually, and to pressing on. And really, the of all Paul's epistles in his writings, this is the one that really lays it out in Ephesians chapter 6, the battle that we are in our calling unto the Lord, to be engaged in prayer and a voice for truth. This is where we are, pressing on in him. And this is a very deep description, and it's very plain and easy to understand. Now, although these are the rulers of darkness in high places, there is the wickedness, they do not rule the universe. Almighty God is the ruler of the universe. In this moment that one of us and any one of God's dear children, when he calls them away, the death of the body comes as he lifts out the soul, the spirit. You're now in this here. You are in the eternal realm. You're no longer in the flesh. You're no longer in this time zone. And immediately you see these things that he talks about. This rulership in the heavens and the wickedness in high places and all the spiritual foes. And you see these things. You're now in the eternal realm as you go, and you are surrounded and escorted by God's angels, and you're an untouchable. You cannot be touched. Oh, that our dear sister Wanda and others that have passed on out of our family could just tell us what it was all about and what it was like. And she would say, press on. Press on. And so knowing this, and he says that in chapter 2, this is for every Christian. Don't forget your past. Don't forget where I brought you from. Don't forget where the grace of God has redeemed you out of. For you were once like they. You once were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. You once were one of these. I once was one of them. He says, but now you are mine. You are a child of light. You're engaged in kingdom warfare. You're engaged because you have had your eyes open. These are still blinded. They don't know that they're lost. They don't know they're making wrong decisions. And this even comes into, warring for our brothers and sisters that are caught in the trap and in the snare of Satan's schemes and making bad decisions. And we pray, we be about our Father's business in the lives of our friends and in our family, being willing, because as Proverbs says, a brother or sister that really loves you is willing to pay the cost of even losing your friendship to bring to you truth and to get in your face. Say, my friend, my brother, my sister, what are you doing? And so we find as we press on in the Lord, this power is described here in these three clauses: the devil, the rulers of darkness in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. For the Almighty God. Now, when we talk about the spiritual wickedness in high places, and when we talk about, what we wrestle about in our life, understand that it's always about pride. It's about human pride. Because these lost their first estate in heaven because of their pride. And they would overtake God. They thought they were better than God. They thought their way and their thought was the way it is to be and was better than God. They said, my word is better than God's word. This is where the spiritual wickedness in high places, this is how they come to you. This is how they tempt upon you. This is the fury of their blast upon you. Make your decisions according to human wisdom, they say, not according to the wisdom of God. And many times we find ourselves succumb to that. But this is how they come. Because anytime you usurp God's word with your thought and your reasoning, it's pride, my friends. It's pride. God, I know better than you. So move off the throne and let me sit there. It's no different. We have the word of God by which we bring everything in our life in line with. You can't go through and tear out this page and draw a line through that verse and what have you, or tear that book out. No, this is the eternal word of God. This word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. It is health. It is milk. It is meat. It is truth. It is everything that you can take into a mind that battles to stay in truth. So anytime, just remember, when you're usurping your will over God's, your reasoning over God's, your excuses over his, it's the very same thing the devil did, angel Lucifer, and all those one-third of the angels that fell. Instead, thy word is truth. You have exalted above all things your name, and above all, your word. 'Tis the Lord. So stand. Now y'all put clothes on this morning, right? Yeah, you look real nice. You put clothes on. And if you have certain nighttime things you wear, you took them off. And you put on. You hope that you match whatever you put on. And if you're not sure, you seek advice and guidance, right? It's that simple. It's choosing. to dress up for Christ. Taking his armor. I didn't make it. You don't make it. It's all prepared for you by our Father through the righteousness of his Son. And that's why he goes down through all these things, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. You know, the belt held so much of the armor together. It is the core. It is the gut of who you are. Truth, 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 by which everything moves. Truth. If it's not truth, it has no part with you. And we seek the Lord in all things in relationship. We choose what is right. And sometimes our relationships can go through a lot of heat and trial, and we've got some very difficult decisions to make. And we make them with weeping and tears on bended knee, but the obvious answer comes from the Lord. I'm your child, he or she isn't. And for the safe and the safety of everything, we move on. You break camp sometimes, not only with friends, not only with family. Sometimes it even comes down to the spouse, and especially when your well-being is at stake or your children. These things are made in fear and in trembling. Because for the child of God, it'll be a heart-wrenching matter. The Lord and all his directives in your life. He says to stand. He doesn't say to flee. He doesn't say to melt away and fade into the background. He says to stand. And you see the Roman soldier, you see David's armies. You see them standing, and they plant their feet, and they stand, and you gaze into battle, and it's right here. That's how they fought. And the strength that they had required physical strength in their hands and their arms and their legs and everything. And take it into a spiritual context. Our strength is in the name of the Lord. And on the knees we bend and we bow, and the hands we fold. And we cry out to the living God. We deny the flesh, and we press on in intercessory prayer for truth and righteousness. And therefore, it moves the hand of God, and that's what makes all the difference. But he says to stand. And when the voices and the faces come at you, you stand. You stand in the power, in the presence of Jesus Christ. And he is your power in which you are able to stand. That I may know him, 3:10, in the power of his resurrection. Power to stand in truth and maintain truth and not buckle down under truth. And even if it costs me my own life, I will stand. I'll stand if he delivers me, and I'll stand if he doesn't. Because either way, he delivers me. And it's time to go home. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and praise him. Stand. And so it is in prayer. And we do not make provisions for the flesh. The flesh, no. Pressing on in Christ and in the Lord. Stand. Stand in life and stand in the dying hour. Revelation 3:10. Because you have kept my word about patient endurance. Now you listen to this. I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast so that what you have and that no one will take your crown. This is an end time, which could happen at any time, rapture verse for the believer. The hour of trial that's coming to those who dwell on the earth. Christians do not dwell on the earth. Christians dwell in heaven. We're just not there yet. It's where our heart is, our home is, our preparations are for. The earthly dwellers are those who are antichrist. They have no love for Christ. They have no desire for Christ. They are God haters, of which you and I once were.
But now our citizenship is in heaven, not upon this earth. And the hour of darkness, the hour of trial is coming when God will come and pour out his wrath. And in times in the test, even in the great tribulation, before he does pour out his trials, his fire, his wrath, his judgment. It's the Lord. He's the Almighty. So I will keep you from the hour of trial. I will keep you from the tribulation that is coming upon this earth. You're mine because you set your love upon me. And I am yours. And I will keep you, he says, to try those who dwell on the earth. He says, now in the meantime, hold fast. So don't lose your Christian witness. Stand firm in the battle for truth. Even if it costs you your life, stand firm. He says, make your name known, not as somebody wishy-washy, or as someone that refuses or bails out of the battle. No. He says, with your face toward me, knowing my face is with you, stand firm in the battle for truth. It's the battle for the mind. So that's why he says the helmet. You know, in the warfare, he says, take that helmet of salvation. You better protect the head, because that's the seat of the mind, so to say, the brain, the mind. Because one strike, one hard blow in the head, and everything's done. So he says, keep your head. Keep your head in conversations, in discussions. Keep your head about what's coming down here and all the news and what's happening. The helmet of salvation, keep your head. He says, be watchful. Stand firm. Be vigilant. The Almighty, I am the Lord. Keep your head. Keep your mind. The Lord preserves those whose mind is stayed upon Jehovah, meaning you're so in love and listening with him. He'll speak to you, go this way, say this and say that. Don't go there. Be found in the wisdom of God. Jesus told his disciples, when you go out, boys, and I'm sending you out, be as wise as serpents. Be as gentle and as harmless as doves. Be wise as serpents. Why? Because the enemy is at work. The devil, that old serpent, the devil, be wise in the Father's wisdom against his schemes, against his wiles, against his strategies that he forms against you, that he studies you and he knows your weakness. He knows your hurt. He knows where he can get at you. He knows where the breach is in the armor. He knows where he can get into you. To be watchful. He says, be wise as serpents, be as gentle as a dove. In other words, just obey me. Listen to me. Speak the word that I bring as I recall to you. Be firm in my strength, Jesus says. I am the victorious one. It's not in your strength. Don't lean upon your own understanding, as Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says. But in all things and all, acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your path. It's the Lord Jesus. And we bring these matters to prayer. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. And he talks here about the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness, he says in Ephesians 5, 9, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good. The fruit of light coming from your life is the goodness of the Lord. It is the proof of your sonship with God. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. As you go forward, you're willing and ready every moment, every day to take whatever God has for you, life or death, victory, in the name of the Lord, no matter what. Because until your dying hour comes, you're an untouchable before the Lord. You're an untouchable of Satan's kingdom. He cannot have your life. God is the supreme ruler of life. And so this breastplate of righteousness, it's righteousness in both works and in truth. The works of your life, the truth of who you are. Walking forth in Jesus. And so These two defenses, this helmet and this shield, they're like inseparable. And guarding the life. Use the word against Satan. Thus says the Lord. Whether in the heat of it, when you're waning and you're trusting God to take care of a matter, or you're struggling to be strong to proclaim the truth for the right of life for the unborn, in that God has made both male and female and never intended for them to be switched out. The one who is born a male will always be a male. The one who is born a female will always be a female in the eyes of God. And that's how that person will stand before the Lord one day. Mm-hmm. Just to use the rhyme on names, you know, at first his name is Gary and now he's a Mary. When he stands before the Lord, he'll be Gary. That's where it is. To stand for these things. And you engage in the warfare because the mind, this is all coming against your children. They're just growing up in this. They don't know. You must teach them. You must be in there with the word with them. You must lead them in the way of righteousness. God gave you your children just for a while. You're stewards of their life. But they will at one time, you know, make their own decisions, but you be found faithful in what you taught them. And they will do well. Your children born in such a day as this, the helmet of salvation. The sword of the Spirit. You know, you have laid hold, as a Christian, you have laid hold of the hope of eternal life. And God's word is truth, so use it. The word of God is a double-edged sword. Now, you can just imagine David. David. You know how the word says David has... Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. You got to try to picture in your mind. And David says, cover my head in the day of battle, Father. And the anointing of the Spirit of God upon him, when he goes into battle, he slays thousands of soldiers, thousands of enemies. Try to get the picture of the speed and power and the incredible accuracy of David in his battle with the sword in his hand. And he is an untouchable. And he's just slaying them down with speed right and left. Blood is everywhere. He is the Lord. So it is today with the child of God, with God's word in his mouth, that he stands in defense and offense of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he proclaims the word. And the spiritual enemies of God and God's people and the enemies of all the world are just being slain right and left, so to say, as the angels of God and the powers and intercessions, and God answers the prayers of his people and puts away kingdom darkness and the power and the prowess of how they are acting upon the people of the world. This is your call in mine. Stand in public. Be found kneeling in prayer, in private. It's warfare. And when God's children get quiet with God and with community, evil, victorious. Always. And just one closing thought. Do you notice in all this, there's no armor for the back? It's not listed here. Never turn your back on the enemy. Never. Never turn your back and ignore what Satan is up to in your life or whatever, in the lives of others. press on in Jesus. Our command is to resist ceaselessly. He says, we find this example in Christ in chapter 4 of 11, verse 11, Matthew. After the temptations of the wilderness, and Satan resisted him continually. And it says the devil left him. Then we go to the end of the scriptures in James, and he says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You turn your back on him, you cannot resist him. It's a spiritual warfare. Your battle's not against flesh and blood. It's against the powers and principalities and rulers of darkness that are at work in the enemies of the cross. And so here's where the battle was fought, in prayer and on voice for the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand firm. And whatever you do, don't you ever, ever, ever give up on your kids. Don't you give up on your kids. You keep praying, pleading for their friends. Be found in prayer. Stand firm. Father God, we bless you in Jesus' name and praise you and thank you that you are our Lord. Just as one day you will come, and when you come, you will fight these battles. You will slay the world by yourself. We'll just be alone for the ride. Praising our Christ. Rejoicing in righteousness. So it is right now in this day and in this time. In our prayers unto thee, in our voice for truth, in our voice for righteousness, and living according to the word of God, living our lives as a testament to the scriptures, Lord Jesus, and the power, your glory as you just unleash, and it's a change maker. It just changes the world, changes legislature, changes differences between people. Restores the lost, saves the lost, heals relationships, provides in just a myriad of ways. You are the Father. You are the Lord, our righteousness. And in Christ's strength, in his resurrection power, the glories of his shed blood, all power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have thine own way, Father. You are the potter, and we are the clay. And may we always stand firm on the promises of God, even when we are especially standing alone. Because we're never alone. We bless you. In Jesus' name, we give you this word. Amen. Amen.